threats facing the United States have changed a lot over the last 25 years, from Cold War Russia to modern-day ISIS today. And our next guest has been witness to it all. He also has a great deal of advice about how the United States should handle the future. Matthew Burroughs joined the CIA a quarter century ago, and he's the former number three on the National Intelligence Council. He's now the director of the Atlantic Council Strategic Foresight Initiative. And his new book examines the future challenges and potential trends for the United States in the next 25 years. It's called The Future Declassified. And Burroughs, in it, first predicts the rise of individual power.
One of the big themes in the book is about individual empowerment. So that's how, you know, hundreds of millions of people have been lifted out of poverty. There are a lot more middle class, and there'll be even more middle class in the world. And that, for the most part, is a good thing. But when you're thinking about these big, broad global challenges, and we have lots of them in the world, everything from terrorism to nonproliferation to climate change, then you actually do need some cooperation. And having more players with a lot more diverse interests, it's harder actually to get the sort of cooperation that you would in a world that, in many ways, which was much smaller. When you had, after the end of the Soviet Union, you had really a G7 world led by the U.S. U.S. was in a very strong position. Now you have a lot more players. The U.S. doesn't quite have the clout it did.
It's one thing to say, you know, the Soviet Union versus the United States with a little bit of Europe mixed in doesn't exist anymore. And now you've got Saudi Arabia and Bahrain and China and India and all these different players. But let's take it down many more levels. You also talk about the diffusion of power among individuals. It's much easier now for one individual to influence world events, whereas before it was unthinkable.
Yes, that's, I mean, overall, I think that's still a good thing. But the other side of that is the fact that you have terrorist groups, you have insurgencies, and with the kind of access that they do nowadays to lethal and disruptive technologies, they actually have as much power as states used to have. Overall, I mean, this is a very good thing for the U.S. because in many ways the empowered individuals actually want to be more like Americans. And I think, you know, for American businesses, having a big global middle class out there means that you have a big market now for American goods.
Well, Matthew Burroughs, author of The Future Declassified, can we play a game for just a second? You might like it. You might not. People in your position, briefers, they're called, go in to brief the president on a daily basis, but also maybe on a more chronic basis. I got to be honest, you probably know this. The president of the United States isn't going to read your 250-page book. He doesn't have the time. But you're going to boil it down to a few bullet points and one page that he can digest in the Oval Office. And the president says to you, Matthew Burroughs, Matt, what are our three biggest threats? Lay it on me. What do I need to worry about?
Well, the biggest one that, you know, in the near term that he knows about, and which I criticize him for there for not leading really an effort on, is on the fiscal side. Because of the aging, we know the entitlements are taking a bigger and bigger chunk out of the budget. I mean, you can actually begin to make changes now and help to alleviate the pain down the road. In fact, U.S. compared to other countries won't actually have to suffer that much pain. But we've really dropped, first, the Simpson-Bowles proposal, and here was really an opportunity during the fiscal crisis to get a grip on that question. So that's the first one. The second one, which I think you're actually beginning to see a U-turn now, and that is that you really want to prepare the American public for, you know, strong role in the world, despite the fact that we would want to maybe withdraw, particularly in light of the failures in Iraq and in Afghanistan. And obviously that kind of absence that we saw, I think, for the past year or two in the Middle East has taken its toll, and you're already seeing the U.S. begin to put together a coalition, begin to grapple with ISIS, the Islamic State. Has been gaining steam for the past few months, particularly in Iraq, but also in Syria. I think that needs to be broadened. The U.S. needs to be in that, stay in the game. The third one is on trade, and we have an opportunity, again described in the book, to put together a trade regime which really covers more than trade, sets rules and standards in both the transatlantic sphere and also the trans-Pacific. And you've seen a president kind of go silent on this, but this is a way that U.S. soft power can actually set the rules of the game for everybody, including China, and ensure that our interests in this much more chaotic, multipolar world are protected.
You know, you've been on the inside of this make-believe game that we're playing, briefing the president in the Oval Office, but you've been part of it in the real world. Do presidents ever get the chance to think long-term, think strategically, think about the next 50 years, or are they just focused on the 5, 6, 7, 12 decisions per day and then move on?
Well, they have the chance, but they don't oftentimes structure their schedule or their calendar so that they can think. They can draw on the best minds in the world, but one of the problems is that, you know, they have to actually, and maybe, wrestle with their schedulers here, but set aside time for actually thinking about these longer-term questions. Because ideally, you'd want to get beyond the crisis-to-crisis kind of approach, which characterizes a lot of presidencies.
And that also depends on the crisis and the crisis that follows it, letting the president get beyond, doesn't it?
Yes. And obviously, you know, you're never going to get beyond. I mean, we live in a topsy-turvy world. There's no doubt about it. But there are ways of preventing, just as I talked about in the Middle East. I mean, you know, much more active of role before this may have prevented some of the things we're seeing happen.
Well, Mr. President, if you're listening, you might have a little bit more time in the last 2 years of the term, maybe a lame duck period. Matthew Burroughs has a briefing book, a threat assessment. It's called The Future Declassified. He urges you to maybe give it a read. Matthew Burroughs, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Support for The Takeaway comes from TiVo. No need to switch TV inputs, remotes, or interfaces to access cable TV and streaming from Netflix and Hulu+. Learn more at TiVo.com.